This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Stevens with us, off-grid Montana. Rich, you haven't seen us yet. One of our dear friends, neighbor, dropped this off at our house. And it's a newspaper. I don't subscribe to the local county newspaper. It's 8 pages. Comes out once a week. It's 8 pages. It costs 75 cents to subscribe to this particular small, tiny local newspaper. And one full page of this 8-page newspaper that comes out once a week, 52 times a year, is dedicated to lousy internet. And when I talk about how bad the internet here is, most people think, yeah, I'm kidding, right? It can't be that bad. Well, the newspaper has now dedicated 1/8 of an entire issue of the newspaper to how bad CenturyLink is. And that's the only internet provider, unless you have over-the-air internet, you know, satellite internet. So, headline, business owners frustrated with internet options, frequent outages and low speeds, making local business difficult. Goes on to say, many of the small business owners in the area are a little frustrated with their current internet options. Low speeds, high rates, and regular outages have made it hard to do business. CenturyLink is currently the major internet provider. Now, here's what that means. So, the little guy is getting beat up. The little businesses are being driven out by the big businesses. The big businesses can afford, you know, communications. So, in our area, the businesses pay the big businesses, the large corporations. Well, the government corporation and the school corporations, the public school corporation, they get different service. So their internet is up. So if you're at school, I mean, can you imagine going to school and being dependent on the internet and having it down like once a week? Yeah, it would be impossible to try to conduct even the semblance of education that they attempt to tell us that they're doing in the public training camp. But the internet is down for everybody else, and that's small businesses and individuals. So 1/8 of the entire newspaper is bashing that same company that I've been bashing for years, CenturyLink, which is also known as CenturyTel. The old name was CenturyTel. New name is CenturyLink. It's what we have here. So I never know. I never know if I'm going to be able to broadcast the next day, that day, or during the broadcast. I never know. And it is absolutely the worst internet provider in the galaxy. And it is a big internet provider across the country. So if you live in rural America, you probably have CenturyLink. Rick Miller has it on the West Coast. It's miserable, absolutely miserable. So thankfully, the newspaper, the local county newspaper, took aim at CenturyLink for how bad it really is. So, there's two classes of service. There's one for the government corporation and big business won't pay for it, and then there's internet for us. They'll take it down and they won't even tell us why. They'll just, literally, they'll take it down on purpose and they won't tell us why, because they figure we don't need to know. One time they took it down because they wanted to expand their offerings. They took it down for 2 days so they could add television service to their internet. That's what we need. We need more television. Jeez.
Well, Vince, don't expect things to improve quickly, and because they're going to try to keep things down purposely so they can roll out 5G and basically destroy everybody's health. And we can see with the articles, this is why big tech wants to censor and surveil every person in America and the West, because it's very obvious that these 5G antennas on top of schools and neighborhoods, you see people, even little kids, getting cancer at alarming rates. You know, whether you call it RF waves, electromagnetic waves, microwaves, I don't care what you call it. You know, humans are fragile, and everybody can handle certain types of frequencies at different levels. So you're going to get a lot of people getting sick from all this. So they're not going to fix anything until they have you and your neighbors screaming for 5G, which will be one of the worst possible things you could do. We need to go back to the old ways, but it's getting harder as more and more wealthy families are buying land. You know, here in Montana, I dreamed when I grew up in New York to come out here to hunt, to fish, to live off the land, live off grid, harvest edible medicinal plants, live in nature and the natural world. And, you know, you see some of these statistics with suicide rates going through the moon. You see Montana per capita being number one. Now, granted, it's per capita, so you can argue that. But still, per capita, number one for meth. I mean, that should be unacceptable, Vince. So, you know, going back to what I was talking about from an economic 101 standpoint, what if, you know, when we see all these burdens on the middle class, on the bottom 93% of income earners, really, let's say this show right now, and I know there's, you're ranked number three on GCN, two behind Alex Jones. I know that you're the only program on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. So you, and I know for a fact, because they've, before they stopped demonetizing me and you know, back in the old days, I had people contacting me from Japan, Australia, Europe, New Zealand, and they were very pleased with the show. But now that options are dwindling for the little people, can you imagine if this was a microphone that went to everybody just in America, everybody? And I said, Vince, okay, instead of these super wealthy guys buying up the land, buying up stocks, in other words, not for expansion, new products, new services, or public employee, basically going into new debt for buying back shares, so their CEOs and CFOs can cash in stock options, give dividends to the top, you know, 8-10% of the wealthiest people in the world, and hand over executive cash through acquisitions and mergers, which basically contributes to consolidation and more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking jobs. What if we said, okay, let's take a vote. Let's say everybody had the ability to have a legitimate vote with this question. Because, as you know, we stick up for the little guy. Instead of people super wealthy funding both sides of wars, NGOs, geoengineering, stealing, basically taking over the seeds and eliminating heirloom and open pollinated seeds, putting 5G everywhere, all this cancer, all this vaccinations, all this stuff. What if we said, instead of the wealthy putting money into propaganda, lies, hoaxes, and false flags, and all this stuff that's killing America, especially group identity politics, what if this question came over the airwaves right now? What if we instituted the people laws of excess? Excess, not access. Excess, E-X-C-E-S-S, excess. And we said, what net worth would be the most these people, all people, can have? And let's say the people voted on a certain cardinal number. Let's say it's $10 million, okay? So all these people who are putting money into all these things that are killing us, that are divide and conquer strategies, that are destroying happiness, wealth, prosperity, controlling one's own destiny for the little guy, for us deplorables and us irredeemables. many people from our listeners to all the people around the country would vote and say, that's a good idea. Let's make laws of excess, because the lawyers, the judges, the politicians, and the bankers have sold the people out. I even tried to hire 30 attorneys for my case years ago when my company, GlaxoSmithKline, told me that job shares were for women only. I had a lawyer tell me that if I was a female and the same thing happened to me, I would have a $10 million lawsuit by the end of the day. Another attorney told me I did not have enough group self-pity points as a poor-slash-middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. So, what if we had laws of excess, Vince? How do you feel? I mean, could you? Let me ask you a specific question. If you had $10 million net worth right now, could you live a good life, Vincent Finelli?
Absolutely, but there's something that I would not be able to do. If I were limited to $10 million, I wouldn't be able to buy politicians. I wouldn't be able to eliminate the lives of the little people. I wouldn't be able to squash the little people. I wouldn't be able to do the things that, the Gates tribe does. The wealthy do. I wouldn't be able to do the kinds of things that Mr. Monsanto does, because it's not enough money. You have to be way more wealthy than that in order to bribe and create laws in your favor and oppress the little people. So I would be, and of course I'm being facetious, because I wouldn't do those things. But it takes more than $10 million to do the things that they do. So that would shut those bad guys down.
Bingo.
It really would.
Bingo.
It would shut them down.
You know, going off into a little tangent here, as I often do, I want to congratulate, just in case, Burgess Owens. I was a Jet fan for years, because I'm from the New York City area. He played for the Jets as a safety a little bit. And I'm sure everybody has read what he said when he gave his little five-minute speech to Congress. And one of the things he said, the Democrats alone should pay for all the misery they have brought on my race. They should pay for reparations. And the Democrats, you know, we are not living in the JFK era of Democrats or democracy. Now, keep in mind, we are supposed to be a constitutional republic. It's just that the politicians have sold us out to special interest groups and the fascist system of big government and big corporations basically watching each other's back at the expense of the little people. So that being said, there would be less people being bought and paid for. There would be less addiction to power, money, and control. And I'm not taking anything, in case somebody from the Wilkes family is listening, I'm not taking anything away from the Wilkes brothers. I understand they grew up poor. They didn't have education, and they basically invented fracking. So you got to give them credit. But I give credit where credit is due. But when it comes to things like an addiction to power, money, and control, or greed, or things like that, that's where the little people has to step in, because we don't have protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law. We just don't. Everything is based on what group you're in. In fact, there's more emphasis not so much on what you do, but what you say and how it is doing theater, especially so depending on what group you're in. So we need to change all that. And I think if we can have laws of excess.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, I'd like to read something, and this is right from the government corporation in the county of Wright, spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. So I'm in Wright County, Missouri, and it says here, this is the county corporation website. Quote, the Wright County Industrial Development Authority was established in 1998. The mission of the Wright County Industrial Development Authority is to promote commercial and industrial development in Wright County. The Industrial Development Authority helps new and existing businesses relocate to Wright County or to grow and expand within the county by offering loans to assist with financing. Our goal is to improve the economic environment in Wright County by encouraging projects that create and maintain jobs. And it lists the phone number. Now, about 13 years ago, I went to several of the Wright County Industrial Development Authority meetings, and I devised a plan to insulate Wright County from economic hardship and inflation and so forth. So there's a hospital, an abandoned hospital, nice building on a campus in a rural setting. It's not used. It's abandoned. And it has been all these years in Wright County. And it's near a fiber optic line. So my plan was to take this hospital and build a business incubator and each hospital room would be a separate business. And people within our county, like myself, would volunteer to teach young, aspiring entrepreneurs how to start their own business. We would have free classes there. It would all be volunteers. Everybody would volunteer, and people who had experience in business would volunteer just as I would. And we would use this building that's been abandoned, but still usable. It has a kitchen, a hospital kitchen. It has all these hospital rooms. It has an intersection that could, where the nurse's station is, that could be used for secretarial support. We could have a web development team there, and that could develop the websites for all these little businesses and all these little hospital rooms. So that's the thumbnail sketch of my plan. So I met at an official meeting with the directors of the Industrial Development Authority. And at this public meeting, they were giving away money like crazy. It was like free money. They were handing it out to their friends, $10,000, $25,000, $50,000. It was unbelievable. It was like winning the lottery. But it happened again and again and again at the same meeting. So at the end of the meeting, they finally recognized me, and I said, I'd like to present a plan to you, the board of directors, and to the general public, and how we can insulate ourselves from what I believe is coming, economic hard times. And it will take me an hour to present the plan. I'll do it with charts and graphs and images with a PowerPoint presentation. And it will take me about a week to prepare this, but I don't want to prepare it if you don't want to hear it. So if you're interested, I'll prepare it, and I'll present it. But I'll need 1 hour of your time at the public meeting. And the board of directors said, we'll give you 5 minutes. And I said, it'll take an hour. You'll have questions, and I'm going to need to answer those questions. There'll be questions from the public, and it's a comprehensive plan, and it will work. And they said, you've got 5 minutes. I said, 5 minutes? They said, you only have 5 minutes. And I said, no deal. And I walked out. That is what we are facing. These know-it-alls, these GDP know-it-alls, who are in positions of authority, want to clamp down and prevent the little people from succeeding. That's what we've got. And who are these people? They're the big names in the county. You know, they're the names you know. They're the family names. They're the ones who get all the gifts from the government. They get the soil and water conservation farm assistance gifts. They get free wells, free fencing, free waterers, free fertilizer, free lime, free everything. Because they're connected to the family members who work in those positions. So what is it like? Well, you know, the county commissioner, one of the county commissioners in our county, so he runs the county. There's three of them. He's one of them. What does his wife do? She operates and owns a for-hire division of motor vehicles agency. So you want your license, you go to her. You want something done in the county, you go to him. They've got it sewn up. That's what it's like everywhere, all over the United States.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announcing new financial sanctions against Iran, this time focusing on the country's supreme leader and other top officials.
Later, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin briefing reporters clarifying details surrounding the sanctions.
Some of these were in the works. Some of these are in addition.
Mnuchin saying all options have been discussed, but that sanctions, a financial squeeze, has proven to be the most effective way of dealing with countries like Iran.
There's no question that locking this money up worked last time, and there's no question locking the money up works now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Iran says the added sanctions signal the end of diplomacy. Healthcare workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs are going to testify before Congress today about the agency's treatment of whistleblowers. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
got
your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Achievements with us, class. I want you to think about this. So if you pay attention to some of the commercials you hear on alternative radio, you'll hear commercials for you're not getting the right nutrition. Well, you're not. You'll hear commercials saying that here's a case where the IRS has attacked somebody, coming after them hard and fast and strong. That's true. So you've got poor nutrition by the the food companies. You've got preservatives that are killing you. You've got Wi-Fi that's killing you. You've got the IRS coming after you. You've got your identity has probably been stolen once, twice, or a whole bunch of times. And you hear commercials about how to protect your identity. Then you have people who attack businesses and beat them up for the wrong reasons. And so how do you protect your reputation on the Internet? I mean, the list goes on and on. We are surrounded 360 degrees on all sides and top and bottom by threats. It's no wonder people are jumping off bridges. It's awful. Whatever happened to being nice? It's like rare. It's hard to find someone who's actually nice. It's hard to find someone who doesn't have an ulterior motive. It's hard to find someone who's not trying to take advantage of us. And as my dear friend Joey in Michigan says, he can't afford any more friends. And I can't either. And what we mean by that, and Joey's the originator of that, not me. I just totally agree with him. We can't afford more friends because those people who would consider themselves our friends want something. Hey, Vinny, do you have a? Hey, Vinny, can I borrow your? Hey, Vinny, can I use your truck? Can I borrow your truck? Have you lost your mind? I don't lend stuff like that out because I know it's going to come back less than it left. I know that because I don't know many people who are as careful as our instructors are. And I certainly wouldn't want to lend people who are not careful with my stuff that I'm careful with. I'm frustrated, Rich Sheban. I'm angry. And I want 1960 back. I want 1950 back, where people were really nice to each other. Where you didn't have to have multiple levels of security locks on your vehicle to keep people from stealing it and hijacking your vehicle. Or you didn't have to have anti-siphon systems on your gas tanks to keep people from stealing your gas. Or you didn't have to have security locks on your house. You didn't have to have cameras monitoring everything because of the jerks that are running around trying to rip people off and hurt them. We have devolved. We're going down. And that's why I moved to the middle of nowhere, and it's still not far enough away. And yet at the same time, instructors at USA Prepares volunteer their time. They teach what we know how to do. We teach what we actually do. And yet, there are so few people who are paying attention to it. It's too hard. Rich Sheban, you've asked me many times, why don't people do the kind of things that we do? Why? Well, the answer is it's too hard. I can't even get a guy who's dying of diabetes to stop eating bread. It's not killing me. It's killing him.
Well, Vince, people are giving up. This is why. Give me a few moments to address this. We don't have a lot of time left, if you don't mind. You know, you talked about that corporation, you know, giving free money to friends. You told me I should read this every show. Obviously, I don't even come close to that because we don't have enough time to do so. But these regular little listeners would recognize right off what I'm saying. And this is, quote, when you see that trading is done not by consent but by compulsion, when you see that in order to produce you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing, when you see that money is flowing to those who deal not in goods but in favors, when you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your own laws don't protect you against them but protect them against you, when you see corruption being rewarded and honestly becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. And, of course, that is from Ayn Rand, a quote from her, Atlas Shrugged. So, basically, that's the exclamation point on everything that you're talking about right now, Vince. We have I'm sure our listeners listened to the news at the top of the hour where new home sales had plunged 7.8%. You know, that's one of the reasons I talk about all these false units of measures and calculations that have been changed and redone. You know, like GDP, 70% consumption. How can you say our economy is doing well when home sales plunges 7.8% right in the middle of the summer? And this is why I talk about negative interest rates, just for the little people. Now, if someone has less than $1 million in the bank, they should not be subjected to negative interest rates. In fact, I'm even for keeping the short-term interest rates higher. I know it has nothing to do with common sense from a loan perspective, but we have bailed out these banks so many times and bailed out Wall Street so many times, and they just give money to their friends for favors. So before whatever reset comes, whatever revaluation comes, you know, I would like to see the little people get, and I hate the term quantitative easing, but I'm going to use that because that's what's been the innovative term over the last few years. And of course, it's all made up. None of it has anything to do with free markets and supply and demand. But I'll tell you right now, if we have universal basic income, if we have this modern monetary theory or whatever the hell they call it, we're going to lose so much consumer confidence in our dollar, not just home, but abroad. And we have to, you got to remember, we have 2-3 times the amount of U.S. dollars in Federal Reserve notes abroad than we do here in America. So all that money is going to come rushing in. Everybody's going to be selling treasury notes. Nobody's going to be using the petrodollar as a world reserve currency anymore, which every day Russia and China does less and less. And one day we're going to go from, again, a deflationary, stagflationary environment to a hyperinflationary environment. And all the little people and their kin and their kin and their kin, unless they have the ability to distract, dumb down, and divide the public, they will be in a caste system for the rest of their life. So, President Trump, if you want to get reelected, now, people say, well, the Fed can only control the short-term interest rates. I say baloney. I say, you know, the market senses a deflationary, stagflationary environment. And we are manufacturing inflation, which I've talked about for hours and given so many reasons for. And stock buybacks is just one of them. Again, they're taking out new debt, not for expansion of new products or services, or even helping more employees get hired, but to boost the earnings per share. So when you do all this for the benefit of the CEOs so they can cash in their stock options, you're taking out more debt, you're selling that debt to unsuspecting pension funds so they can chase yield, you're not benefiting anybody. And as the little people go more and more into defaults and delinquencies and bankruptcies, more food stamps, more welfare, there's more cost shifting, there's more overwhelming monetary systems. And all freebies do is create an inflationary and possibly hyperinflationary situation, which screws the little guy. So, folks, this is one of the reasons that me and Vince talk about living rural and trying to control your own destiny. Try to grow a garden. Try to have some fruit trees. Try to raise some animals. Try to learn how to hunt and fish and gut an animal and butcher. Try to learn how to live off-grid and literally reap the benefits of free energy just when the sun's out. I mean, there's so many different outside-the-box ways to live, and so many of these people in control that control the narrative, that every message is sanctioned from the top down, mostly to distract, dumb down, and divide us by groups. We have to control the messages for each other. Okay, we have to give options, ideas, and solutions for each other. I've done, for those of you who are regular listeners, as you know, I have done shows, specific shows, several of them, just ideas and solutions. They weren't politically correct. In other words, they're not sanctioned by the elite. Everything that we do here is to try to give ideas and solutions, suggestions, so maybe it gets to the highest levels, and maybe somebody at the highest levels has a heart for a little, for a moment, who can avoid this authoritarian, communist, socialist, dictatorship, totalitarian, tyrannical, fascist system that we're heading towards. I mean, it's all lies and propaganda, hoaxes and false flags. Like right here, Vince, I have an article: Hillary, circumstance of Trump's America more dangerous than Hitler's Germany. I mean, we're totally living in Stupidville. This is not, has nothing to do with Hitler. The left is the one that wants to control the media. They don't want citizen journalists. The left wants to control the police. And so the wealthy kids can join Antifa. The left wants no due process. The left wants government schools controlling the curriculum over the parents and their anti-homeschool. The left wants private property invasions by the police. The left wants strip searches. The left owns the lawyers and the judges who sold out the people for so-called justice. The left want election fraud and voter fraud. They don't want it to be fixed. I mean, I'm not, when we say we're anti-immigration, we're anti-vetted immigration, we're anti-illegal immigration. When you look at the numbers, folks, 2,000 people per year on average are getting killed by illegal immigrants. There's less than 100 mass shooters, 100 people dead from mass shooters in this country. It's just math. They're trying to use subjective emotional opinion to eliminate math and logic and common sense. In the long run, it's not going to work. But in the short run, we have to stick up for one another. We're all in it together. And we can no longer be the silent majority. We can't allow silent majority to be a spectator support in America. We have to stick together. The deplorables, the irredeemables, the bottom 93% of income earners. And we will be back after the break, heading into the last segment. Vince, thank you for, as always, giving me a platform to exercise my Second Amendment rights. First Amendment rights, too.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Did it before we met each other, and so did I. And that is, we bought ground, we bought some land, and we figured out where we were going to build our home, and we built our homes. And I looked up how many people actually do that. Now, the latest figures that I can find are from 2014, 5 years ago. So in the north, there are four sections of the country that the U.S. Census Bureau looks at in terms of where people build their houses. There's the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, and the West. So in the Northeast, only 7,000 people built their homes in 2014, only 7,000. In the Midwest, where I live, 11,000 people did it. In the South, 23,000 people did it. And in the West, where you are, 9,000 people did it. So if you add all that up, that's 50,000 people. Or, I'm sorry, 50,000 people built their homes, their own homes. Meaning, they got a permit and they started building. Whether they used a building contractor or they, you know, got a hammer and saw and some wood and did it themselves, that's immaterial. 50,000 people built new homes. That's not too many. That's not too many. Because the number of homes in the United States is so... over 100, I'm sorry, 100 million. Well over 100 million. It's closer to 125, 127 million homes. So, Rich, why is it, you and I have been talking about this, make your own mistakes. Buy some ground where you think you want to be, free from a lot of pollution, free from a lot of electromagnetic radiation, free from over taxation, free from over-regulation. Find that land. Check out the tax structure. Check out the village. Check out the area, the county, the state. Check out the weather, the rainfall, the topography, and what you can do with the land. Find that land. Buy that land. build your own home, make your own mistakes. Nobody does it. Nobody. We've even had people call us, call you and me, meet with us, and we've spent our time, free of charge, to help people figure out how to do it. Coach them, show them physically, in person, how to do it, what to pay, what things cost, how it works, and no one's done it. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I've had lots of phone calls. I've had lots of people here, Vince. A lot of people read my book or heard me give a talk or heard me on the radio. And there is a lot of people in Montana. I tell people, live where you recreate. I tell people that insurance and taxes are so high in urban, suburban America. Who are they going to sell their home to? And when you look at the generations coming back and their savings rate, their work ethic, their opportunities, group identity, politics, Keynesian economics, the central bank corrupt monetary system. You know, there's no way they're going to sell their house for a profit unless the powers that be purposely manufacture more inflation with some of the many examples I've given over the years. And that doesn't do anybody any good, especially if it gets to the point where it's so manufactured that we lose our world reserve currency status and everything starts to fall and collapse. So, I think it's great advice. I know a lot of people who are doing it. Some people are restricted. And I think some of these are excuses, but some people talk about capital resource advantages or disadvantages. Some people talk about their age or their health. I hear a lot of reasons or excuses on why they shouldn't do it. And I tell everybody, pretend you're starting out. Too many people think, well, this is how I'm going to end up. That's not how you start a new adventure. That's not how you start new challenges in a new life. You got to look at the fact that life is short, and who knows what value of your dollars that are sitting in your bank right now are going to be worth even tomorrow, never mind next year. So if you want value, if you want those paper fiat dollars to go to use, that's one of the reasons why I talked about that article that was on Drudge Report about the billionaires buying up the West, because pretty soon there won't be anything left for the little people. And they are taking their fiat currency, and they're buying hard assets. They're buying trees, which is free heat. They're buying topography, which is places for animals to roam. Edible and medicinal plants, gardening, raising animals. They're living where they recreate. They're enjoying life and nature and the natural world. And everybody else in urban suburban America is going to be stuck in 5G land. Vince?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So, class, it sounds like I'm a little frustrated. I am. We've been teaching you to make your own mistakes, do your own research, and get out of the trap that you're in, but hardly anybody wants to do it. It's too hard. I don't get it. I really don't get it. So that's why I sound frustrated. Now we're going to plug along, and maybe we'll find a few people who are willing to take the plunge. And if you are, give us a call, future broadcast. Thanks so much for being with us, Rich Sheeven. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.